Tune in at 8:45 every morning. The Ish We Missed on Hot 937.
Back in the day, this man took everyone's woman from them. Billy D. Williams.
Oh, my God.
82 now.
Right?
Comes out the closet as gender fluid.
80. How long? 82.
82. Oh, yeah, yeah. Women everywhere. I mean, shocked at Billy D.
I'm not surprised at that.
Gender fluid.
I'm not surprised.
No?
No. He was so beautiful and pretty. Like, he's pretty. Like, he's pretty.
I mean,
didn't he do Mahogany? Wasn't he in Mahogany?
Yeah, the ladies' man, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah. Billy D.
I guess he wasn't only the ladies' man.
No, but
had
look.
The hair commercials with the slick hair, the waves.
Man.
Bueno.
I know. Crazy, right?
Bueno.
Unbelievable. So a New Jersey woman got a little too expressive in the express line of her local supermarket by shouting and then taking a swing at another chick.
What?
She accused of having too many items. No joke, that does piss me off.
Right, some people are just greedy.
A 45-year-old aggressor took exception to what she saw as a violation of shopping etiquette, confronted the woman in front of her. The two exchanged words, and then the woman she accused of her spit at her, and then it blows. They were punching each other, pulling hair. Yeah. They called the cops.
It gets serious.
And a bystander who tried to break up the brouhaha ended up getting bitten on the leg.
It's that season.
Listen, when I got in a fight with my brother, I used to bite. And all three women were taken to a local hospital to be checked out. The 43-year-old charged with simple assault and released without bail. Man.
So my girl Angela Simmons from Runs House feels the need to keep addressing her virginity. That came up yet again on the Dr. Oz show. People are kind of like, why does she keep addressing that? I mean, I think that's a pretty big deal to be a virgin until you're 28 years old.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty, you know what
that's
I'm saying?
That's impressive.
It is a story of her life. It's her testimony. Mm-hmm. She probably wants to show that to young girls.
Yeah. Like, I was 24.
Right.
Sweet baby
that
Jesus.
Thing is
there
precious.
You go.
Just
there you go.
Give it to everybody.
No, right. Not everybody's worthy.
Come on
please.
Now, preach. Mm-hmm. Danny.
Well, speaking of, I guess, virginities, I know we talked about this a lot last week. T.I., he was all in the news with his, you know, casual, jokingly, you know, casual conversation. I say that with air quotes, everybody, right? He was joking. Anyway, so because of his comments about his daughter's virginity, New York legislators actually created a bill where purity exams will be banned from doctors. They will not be able to perform them.
Well, who would ever do that anyway?
Why would you want to?
Wait, are they still in existence? I thought that's such BS.
They proved that
like,
they can't
are we
even really
Puritans?
Work.
Like, what?
I mean, we've come a long way as people to even still be on that subject if we're past
that?
A bunch of others, right?
Do like, boys have, get a purity test?
No.
What I'm
they sure don't. No one talks
ain't
about it.
Ain't that pure about boys?
What?
Right.
What, Buck? What are you raising your hand for?
No, I'm good. I'm waving somebody out there.
Oh.
Let the ladies calm down.
I got a test.
Pure? What were you right?
Oh, man.
I got fans in the building, man. People are waving me, man.
Well, okay. That is the issue, man.